Ken Wills and Bobby Adkins are sitting at a kitchen table piled high with boxes, folders, and documents, all from the state of Florida, chronicling the events that led to the birth of a severely brain-injured baby who later died. Ken Wills says his daughter has a history of mental illness. He first noticed something was wrong around July of last year when he went by her home and saw her key outside the door.
I asked my daughter if she knew that her key was on the outside of the door, and at that time she responded, "No, that key doesn't work." And she took the key and just laid it down. Actually, she opened up her closet and threw it on the floor of her closet.
Wills says he had his daughter evaluated at Tallahassee Behavioral Clinic, where she was ultimately kept for observation. She was later moved to Florida State Hospital in Chattahoochee. There are two types of patients there: those who are declared criminally insane and others who have been civilly committed. Wills' daughter was one of the latter. But as Department of Children and Family spokesman Joe Follick explains, the hospital wasn't able to handle her care.
I mean, as you can understand, since most of our residents have been undergoing psychiatric care before or have been in the judicial system, it's very rare for us to have a pregnant resident at Florida State Hospital.
The woman was admitted October 4th of 2011. She was pregnant at the time. Her father, Ken Wills, wrote a letter in August to the courts asking them to carefully monitor his daughter and her unborn child. But at 38 weeks pregnant, on December 23, 2011, the woman went into labor, and the attending nurse at the time, Catherine Cottle, and others ignored her calls for help. The woman called authorities, but hospital staff told them she was fine. Eventually, she was taken to the hospital's emergency room. Bobby Adkins, the woman's mother, who's also a retired registered nurse, reads from the notes from another nurse who recorded what happened next.
When resident arrived to ER, this is the ER at Florida State Hospital, she was anxious, complained of abdominal pain, and needing to use bathroom, standing holding abdomen with facial grimacy. It's difficult for the resident to lie down, became nauseated, spitting up. Examined by the doctor at the ER there in the hospital with difficult palpating contraction. Resident twisting in bed at times.
Ultimately, Ken Wills and Bobby Adkins' daughter was airlifted from Florida State Hospital in Chattahoochee to Capital Regional Medical Center in Tallahassee.
When the baby came out on the helicopter, delivered on the helicopter, attached to the mother, with the head lying on the floor of the helicopter, and everybody looking at the baby on the floor and not breathing, and the mother got no help.
The child, Elon Wills, was transported to Tallahassee Memorial, where he was diagnosed with no brain activity. He died August 3rd of this year at 8 months old. The family has requested numerous documents from the hospital and the state, but some, like the Inspector General's report, are heavily redacted. And Ken Wills says he still has lots of concerns.
There were doctors present on the 23rd of December. And I don't, at this point, feel as though that there has been enough attention paid to some of the reactions of the doctors. I think they were very derelict in some of their duties. I mean, just to say the least. I mean, this is really not how you would treat a vulnerable pregnant mother.
Since January of this year, the attending nurse, Catherine Cottle, has been fired, and at least two other supervisors were let go or quit. A senior physician who was placed on administrative leave has been reinstated. Florida Department of Children and Family spokesman Joe Follick says his agency is expecting a lawsuit.
We have tried to provide assistance and resources to the family involved in this case. They have indicated they might sue us, so that's put a limit on the assistance that we can offer. The most valuable legacy that we can have out of this is that we do everything possible to ensure it never happens again.
Ken Wills and Bobby Adkins say eventually they'll sue, but for now they're occupied by something greater than legal action, and that is trying to reconnect with their daughter. Wills says she blames him for the death of her son, and she hasn't spoken to him in months.
You know, I have a lot of sorrow in my heart about this, and I just feel so much hurt for my daughter, and that the decision to do what I did, you know, I did it in the best interest of my daughter.
Nurse Catherine Cottle is being charged with a felony for her role in the events. An arraignment hearing has been scheduled for November 8th. For WFSU-FM, I'm Lynn Hatter.